are back on the podcast.
I didn't like that at all.
Stop. What is okay.
This is why we shouldn't do the show. We are now quitting again. We'll try again next week. See you guys later. Bye.
All right. Thank you guys for listening to The Brand. I'm Akeem, your host. Brian Sweeney's here.
I'm here.
We got to explain a few things, Brian.
Let's do it.
As in that terrible beginning that just happened. We got to redo it because there's no one that's going to listen to the show if we leave it like that.
Whenever I listen to a podcast, if they accidentally repeat something, I'm like, I'm not going to listen to the rest of this because obviously this is all crap.
No, that was very unprofesh. Let's do it again. We're going to do it again, okay, Brian?
It was so unprofessional you can't even bring yourself to say the full word. That's how unprofesh it was.
Okay, here we go.
It hurts.
Here we go. Vibrant Radio is just a show broadcasting from Chicago. You can tune in live or subscribe. Here we go. It's a Vibrant Radio show. Yes, we are back on the show. That's right, and I'm your host, Akeem. Brian Sweeney's here. How are you, man?
I still didn't like that. Let's do that again.
Dude, that was great.
No.
That was fantabulous. That was like a tablet.
I think it was unprofession.
No?
Nope. Not the full word.
Not the full word yet.
I think it was Christopher Nolan. It was dark and gritty.
Yeah, but we're back, Brian. Thank you, dude. I haven't seen you in such a long time. You've been gone for too long. It's been like a week, dude, since last time I saw you.
Yeah, I forget. Yeah, it was a week ago. Yeah,
Brian.
2 weeks.
You went through some. You went through some changes. You celebrated the birth of yourself.
That's true. I was reborn. I tried to go back in time and kill myself in the womb, like Butterfly Effect, Ashton Kutcher
style.
Oh, spoiler alert! So here's the spoiler alert. Don't spoil it, and just don't watch Butterfly Effect. Yeah. Then you're happier.
So that happened, and then we were supposed to have a show.
My friend Marissa had a child.
Yeah, which, congratulations to her.
A healthy young lady who poops, and Marissa I'm talking about.
Don't tell all of her secrets and lies to the public. She doesn't want everyone to know that she has a baby.
Yes, she does.
Really?
I don't know. Yeah, she wants the world. She's on the world stage now.
And I also apologize, too, to our listeners as well. So not only did Brian have to cancel the show for those reasons, for having a baby and being born, I had to cancel the show because I had work. This is an important show to me. I consider this work, too. But, sometimes I got to work, too, bros.
Oh, I didn't have to. Yeah, I had to cancel not because she was. Well, OK, I had to take care of her French bulldog.
Yeah,
it wasn't like I was the midwife helping her give birth inside of an inflatable pool. Because we don't trust doctors in Western medicine. But she did have an orgasmic birth.
Well, congratulations to her.
No, she didn't.
Okay.
She just got torn apart and her vagina has not recovered.
Oh, come on. Don't.
Yeah, I'm sorry. Okay, sorry to break it to you.
Don't describe birth to our listeners. What are you doing?
Let them find out.
Yes, they'll find out eventually when they do the thing.
That when something with shoulders is coming through your vagina.
What are you doing? Don't do that.
In ninth grade, I watched The Miracle of
Life. This is Maria.
You do not talk. You have not been introduced yet.
Oh, sorry.
Will you shut the hell up?
Guys, just introduce me real quick. I'm here.
Yes, okay. All right, you got a story? All right, so our guest today. This is a lady that's been here on the show before. I apologize. Again, we haven't done this show in a long time, and our guest today, she is our guest on the comeback show. This is us coming back after being gone for 2 weeks. It used to be our theme song, Grizzly Bears. Check it out. It's on iTunes. Our guest today is a comedian here in the study. She plays a harmonica. She plays the ukulele. And you play the thing that goes.
Yep, the accordion.
Yeah, accordion. Yep. That's what I meant to say. I said harmonica.
That is the greatest accordion sound. It sounds like bed springs. It sounds like when people are like, they're in there
she
doing
plays the sex instrument. Yeah. Maria Wojciechowski is here.
Yes.
How are you?
I'm good.
You just blow past the mispronunciation?
Yeah.
Because by this point.
Yeah, it's like 26 years of this, so.
Yeah, what are you doing, Brian? Why you gotta do that to me?
She has an impossible name.
Oh, yeah, you're gonna do that to me?
She has every vowel and consonant, and then she's like four other ones that are just in the Greek alphabet, and then she has some Klingon thrown in.
Yeah, but then why would you do that, man?
Because we're mispronouncing her name.
But that's like if I was on if I was on 2020 and you were a producer, would you yell that inside of my earpiece?
Yes.
Okay.
Because if they're like, we're...
Whitney Houston.
Yeah. We're here with Whitney Houston, and she's just smoking crack like crazy. And she's like, it's Houston, and I am smoking crack.
Well, at least I got one right.
We're here with Bobby Brown.
But Maria,
what are you talking about? O-W-N. It's own.
On the own.
Well,
I
hate the English language, and then walk off.
Yeah. But Maria, how are you?
I'm okay. I'm good.
So you said you have a birth story?
Well, I was just going to say that I watched a DVD in high school about birth, and we had to watch a baby being born, and it was narrated by actor John Lithgow.
Oh, cool.
When the baby is born.
It was when... And it was like right around when Shrek was big. So it was like, oh my God, it's Lord Farquaad.
Oh, I thought it was so he did a Scottish accent. He's like, oh, it's a baby. And then Donkey came in.
No, he was in it. He was
Donkey
in
was
it.
In there?
No. Donkey was. John Lithgow was a voice in Shrek.
He was the prince.
Yes, no, I know. I know. But I thought because Shrek.
You thought
was,
the cast of
Mike
Shrek.
Myers.
Cameron. Baby gonna come out. Hey, the baby. That's a head.
Donkey. Donkey, hold her hand. Administer the epidural, Fiona.
Get away from the vagina, you donkey.
Hey, gingerbread man. Yes. Bring her a warm, cold rag.
She's a monster.
She's a monster. She has a giant placenta coming out.
So that's
what happened.
Yeah.
So it was
exactly what happened.
It was Shrek 2.0.
It wasn't Third Rock from the Sun, John Lithgow, when he was like, hi, I'm here with Jane Curtin and young Joseph Gordon-Levitt. He's going to have big things happen to him.
Yeah, no one knew that watching it back then.
Who would have known that? Yeah.
He's just a little shit with long hair.
Yeah.
Watch your language. I'm going to have to bleep that out.
Why?
Yeah, really? I have to start bleeping out curse words now.
Oh. Why?
Undisclosed reasons.
Really? Oh, your mom.
I'm doing something unrelated to rye bread, and I got to start bleeping out curse words. Yeah,
you should bleep out the words French Stewart because he is.
We never said that on the.
I know, no, but he's on Third Rock from the Sun, so, and he's the worst
guy that played Dr. Gadget, Inspector Gadget.
No, that was Matthew Broderick.
No, but in the part two.
I didn't see the part.
It's the best one. Straight to DVD.
He was in the hit movie Love Stinks. That no one's actually. I saw it in the theater. It is possibly. It was one of the worst experiences of my life.
So no one. So you didn't see Inspector Gadget 2?
No.
That was his best role ever.
I missed.
You didn't see it? It's right here. There he is.
It wasn't as good as his role in 12 Angry Men.
His catchphrase was "Jinkies! I found another clue." It made no sense because Inspector Gadget never said "Jinkies."
Yeah, Jinkies is Velma.
I do remember. Yeah.
Is that a toilet?
He looks like
that's
the bad guy.
Cleanser.
He looks like the bad guy from Who Framed Roger Rabbit.
He does.
He looks like
French Stewart.
He really looks like an ex. Oh my God, French Stewart is the worst thing ever.
Come on, he was such a great actor in this movie.
He's not the worst.
He was like
yes, he is.
He reminded me in this movie of a young RoboCop.
What?
If you remember,
the hell are you talking about?
Because
a young RoboCop.
Yeah, before RoboCop got all before he got to the way he was in.
Yeah, before
RoboCop.
He got his hand shut and we were by Clarence Boddicker, Red Foreman.
Do you remember the?
he was like, "I'm gonna kill you, you dumbass."
If you remember the first few minutes of RoboCop, the movie where he was just Murphy, that's kind of how French Stewart is in the Inspector Gadget movie.
He's like just a hard-boiled Detroit cop who Nancy Allen rides along with.
Yeah. Go if you haven't seen Inspector Gadget 2, please see it. I encourage
There's
you.
There's a weird part in the movie for no reason where French Stewart just says, "My name is Murphy.
Stay out of trouble.
Your move, creep.
Looking for me?
I'd buy that for $1.
He didn't say that.
Welcome to the RoboCast.
The RoboCast. We should actually do that. I'm sorry.
All RoboCop all the time.
But yeah, people, it's a known fact. No one likes French Stewart. I do, though.
You're the only one.
Him and
you think
his
you're
mom.
Like so? You're like the hipster French Stewart. You probably don't understand French Stewart.
No one does.
He was on Community on season 3 as a French Stewart lookalike.
Oh, that's
yeah.
He was actually aboard the Southwest plane that I took to North Carolina, he was a French stewardess.
Oh. Oui, oui. And you're like, aren't you French steward? And he's like, I'm researching a role? And you're like, and it's still, that was 4 years ago. There's no movie. We realized that he just dresses up as a stewardess.
He has to get a free flight somehow.
We're called flight attendants now, you bastard.
I actually had a male flight attendant like freak out on me for accidentally calling him a stewardess once.
Really?
Yeah.
Did he never.
Did he like take off his little white glove and slap you in the face?
Did he take off his skirt?
Yeah.
Yeah, he beat the shit out of me.
Really?
The crap.
Uh-oh.
The poop out of me.
Oh, the poop
out of you.
He
oh,
beat the
no.
poop out of you?
Come on, little girl. This beating won't stop until you poop.
Until you poop everywhere.
He just kept pounding her in the stomach. Yeah.
So what, did he correct you? Did he say,
he
like,
did.
Excuse
he was like,
me?
He goes, excuse me, it's flight attendant. So I was like, oh my God, it's like reverse sexism.
And did you say, excuse me?
I just said, can you just do something about my
fluff
life?
Fluff my pillow.
Did you say, excuse me, do you have a girlfriend? Because I am interested.
I don't.
I want to turn you.
One more story about stewardess before we move on.
Oh.
Has anyone in the studio, if you're listening to live, you can call in. There's a call-in number. It's on your screen, 773-997-2751. You can also Skype us. You guys know the thing. Has anyone here in the studio ever asked for a stewardess or a steward man, I guess?
Flight attendants are called. That's the...
Attendees.
Yeah.
Attendees and attendesses. Anyways, has anyone here ever
they
asked...
all just do cocaine with Denzel Washington anyway.
Has anyone here ever asked... Nice reference.
That was a great movie.
Yeah, it was. Has anyone here ever asked a flight attendant to fluff their pillow?
Yeah.
And gotten... And gotten like just ignored.
Oh,
no! I'm serious.
I got an HJ.
Ryan, Maria.
No.
You've never asked them to fluff your
pillow. I don't think I've ever fluffed a pillow. Like who fluff is?
I don't think I ask anyone to do that. That sounds too sexual.
Even during sex, she won't say it.
Yeah.
Guys will be like, sleeping. Oh, Maria, let me fluff your pillow. And she's like,
and
oh.
I just start to laugh.
While sleeping on the pillow.
I've lost the mood.
Well, it's
this
the
is a futon.
It was just very upsetting. I like to, because the thing is, it's part of their job to fluff pillows and to give you blankets.
Oh and so,
orange juice.
Yeah,
rolled,
orange juice.
Small rolled gold pretzels.
They won't even, like, Spirit Airlines doesn't even give you a drink anymore. Like, a complimentary water.
I only fly Southwest. I don't think I've ever flown anything besides Southwest.
I fly, like, anything that's cheap.
Yeah,
Southwest is usually it. Yeah,
But Southwest doesn't go into, I'm from Mobile, and Southwest
Mobile.
Does not
Alabama.
Fly there. It only goes to New Orleans as the closest.
Well, nothing goes to Mobile, Alabama.
Yes, huh?
Besides racism.
Come on.
Yes, huh?
We had to talk about this last time.
I know.
Frustrated me.
That was when we found out that Maria played hot chick in a movie.
Oh,
shot in Mobile, where she was just...
That's right, cute girl number
two. Oh, yeah, that's right.
That was cute girl number two.
Cute girl number two in the back number two. That was her getting the crap beat out of
Ryan
her.
Ryan, tell me to the archives.
Poop, the poop was beat out of me.
That was your first appearance on the show. Go back and listen to that episode. That's episode number two.
She plays us two songs, one of which has the F word in it.
Oh, yeah, you can't.
Really?
This
is back, like a lot.
Go back and listen to that.
Don't go back in it.
Don't listen
shadow,
to any of the episodes.
Shadow forces that have Akeem censoring.
It's
the Illuminati that is behind the Akeem censoring thing.
It's like his private FCC.
Yeah, it's not my. It's just that I apparently it's a long story. I can't.
Are you like applying for a politician job or something?
No.
Excuse me, sir. I want to be mayor.
Excuse me, sir. I was just hoping I could, you know, mayor this town. You're doing such a terrible job.
We've been looking back on Rybrid Radio. It didn't even exist until 4 months ago. It never was on the books.
Oh, man. So that was my stewardess story. They didn't fluff my pillow. And so what I did...
Sounds so sexual. You're right.
I was 18 at the time. I've never done this since. So I was a kid. I was going to Boston, you know, to visit my mom. I was like,
I'm
going to
be a dickhead. I'm 15. Hey, I'm 15, toots.
You owe me this.
I got the whole world in front of me.
I spent $150 on this round flight.
I didn't ask to be born. You don't remember what it's like to be my age. Fluff my pillow. Well, I hate you.
It was already off to a bad start because that was the first time I had that Mr. and Mrs. T's Bloody Mary mix. That was the first time I had it.
When you were 15, you ordered a Bloody Mary?
No, 18.
Oh, you said 15.
No, I said 18.
I heard 15.
Yeah, you said 15.
No, and, I'm pretty sure I was 18. I was out of... I just graduated.
Wait, are you saying 18?
I just graduated.
Because of the Mr. T?
But 18 is still young.
Yeah, 18. No, I just graduated. My mom just moved to Boston. This was in 2006.
Bloody Mary's at 18. That doesn't even make sense.
Okay, all right. So this is the thing. We've talked about this on the show with Mr. T's daughter.
With Mr. T's daughter, Erica Clark.
So there's no alcohol. So this is the thing. I thought it was a misprint because it was in the section with the...
With alcohol.
Yeah, with the non-alcoholic beverages.
Oh, that's great.
And I'm like, Bloody Mary's, they have alcohol in them. So I just assumed maybe they made a mistake, and I was like, hey, can I get that Mr. T? Mr. T, Bloody Mary mix?
Fool.
You fool. You have no idea how old I am.
Fool. Love my pillow, fool.
And so,
I pity these pillows.
Yeah, so they brought me back this Bloody Mary mix. I'm like, ooh, yes, alcohol for
the
first
time. Oh, my God. Tomato juice.
I'm so drunk.
Tomato juice with a celery stick in it.
This tastes nothing like V8.
I was so excited. So I started drinking. I'm like, man, I know alcohol is supposed to taste spicy. This is not spicy. I was young. I never tasted alcohol before. I just knew that people like, it's hot.
I know that alcohol has ginger in it.
So then I call the woman over. I'm like, excuse me, is this?
Hey, honey. Hey, toots, ring a ding ding, Sinatra at 18. He had his fedora on.
Yeah.
He's like, hey, honey, how about you top me off on this Bloody Mary? And he slapped her bottom.
Yeah.
Fluff these pillows.
And so I'm like, ma'am, is there alcohol in this? She's like, oh, no, would you like some? So, and I pause. I'm like, oh, my God. She just asked me if I want alcohol. And I said, yes.
Ooh.
She's like, can I see your ID? I was like, well, we won't be needing that. Can you please top me off? And she's like, I'm sorry, I need to see your
ID. You tried the Jedi mind trick? You don't need to see my ID.
Yes, because it was.
We don't need to see his ID.
It was in the it was in the bin above me, and I didn't feel like getting up. And besides,
also,
I know I'm 18
21.
Anyways. Yeah. I mean, I look like it. So it's like, you know, I
and
know
you're
what
like,
you
oh, like. Never in my 45 years have I had to show an ID. You know, sweetheart.
You're like in a trench coat on somebody's shoulders. Yeah. What? No, I'm definitely older than 21.
There was
21.
Two younger children. And you had a fake mustache.
I couldn't grow one back then yet.
That's why you had a
like
fake one.
Look, yeah, now.
So that you could get Bloody Mary.
I actually used to have a fake mustache back then. It was for Second City, though, back when we were taking classes back then. I just wanted to look like an adult.
You just had Groucho glasses.
Did you go to class with your mustache on?
Only once. But we had our last performance.
And nobody knew.
Our last level. I was just wearing it sitting in the audience.
After a week, they were wow, check out the facial hair that Akeem can grow.
They're like, wow, Akeem, I didn't know you were so adult.
Yeah. And then and then our teacher said to me, he's like, you should grow a real one. I was like, oh. Okay.
You're like, yeah.
I'll get right on that.
Follow your dreams.
So anyway, back to the story. So she didn't give me any alcohol. She walked away. I was like, well, this is an outrage. I turned to the person next to me. I was like, this is an outrage. I clearly look like a kid. I know I do. I'm wearing like short shorts.
Yeah.
And a t-shirt. And I'm
see
like,
what happens? We give them the right to vote.
Yeah.
Next thing you know.
But the type of kid that I was like, you know, I'm going to give this woman a hard time now.
Oh, good for you.
Now I'm ticked off.
Good for you. I'm ticked off that you didn't commit a federal offense.
I just wanted to know what it tastes like.
Actually, it's not federal. It's states' rights.
I just wanted to know what it tastes like.
So that's her problem?
Yes.
Bring me a Tom Collins. I'm 18. That's what we drink. How about a Rob Roy?
So anyways, I got my pillow and I got my blanket and I asked and so I waited for her to leave and then I rung her again, you know, ding.
Oh my God.
Can you fluff my pillow? And she just walked away. So I'm like, no, wait, whoa. So I ding her again.
Oh my God.
And I keep dinging. I keep on dinging like crazy.
Oh my God.
And then so someone else came and started asking me, excuse me, sir, is there a problem? I'm like, oh no, I was just wondering if my
excuse
pillow
me, sir,
could be-
we are going to throw you out of-
I need to kick you out of this flight.
This thing is about to become Con Air. And we're going to throw you like Dave Chappelle. Why didn't you put the bunny back in the box?
They just open up the emergency exit and just push you out.
The annoying passenger hatch.
So So then I just...
I got rights! Stop!
So I waited till no one was looking, and I just, like, I just tossed that pillow to the front of the airplane, and I just, like, acted as if I was asleep. I didn't see if it hit anyone. I was just upset because it wasn't fluffed, and I was like, man, screw this.
Oh my God.
And just like put my head over my cover.
And then you were like, ah, the perfect crime. Wait, I don't have a pillow. They can obviously like, tell it was me.
How can I sleep now?
Someone did.
I'm trying to sleep your next sleep.
And you're like, ding, ding. Hey, oh God, this is embarrassing.
So I just threw
I
my
lost
pillow.
My pillow.
Listen, I'm about three Bloody Marys deep. So I'm sorry that I lost my temper.
I did hear someone say, who do that? I was just like, oh, this is funny.
And then from the back, there's, not me.
And the guy next to me was just like, oh, my goodness. He couldn't believe that he was sitting next to me. So then he was like,
I can't believe I'm sitting next to this psychopath.
He tapped me. He was like, excuse me, I'm going to sit over there. I'm like, no, sir, it's okay. It's cool. It's cool. I'm trying to, like, I want him to stay sitting next to me because I need a witness for all this. I don't want this man to
You're in this deep now.
Oh, man.
Because he didn't have a pillow. So I knew I could easily blame it on him. And I'm a kid. I'm a cute little kid. Yeah. Everyone's going to believe
me. You're 18.
Well, still, yeah. I didn't have the
acne. You can be tried for murder and sent to the electric chair.
I'm not going
to
kill anyone. I'm just going to hurt people with pillows.
Hurt them with pillows.
Yeah. That's like hurting someone with love.
Pillow fights are not a federal offense.
They can easily hurt you, though, if you slam someone in
I
the face.
I have been in a very vicious pillow fight before.
Yeah. Really?
Yeah. They
Did
don't,
someone put rocks in
no,
the...
No, they're just not fun. They hurt. Like, they hit, like, the like, seams of them are not... And, like, a lot of them have zippers and stuff.
And
like,
those feathers, too.
Yeah. Well,
older pillows...
The feather thing is a myth.
Yeah, that just happens in movies. To show like then feathers and for some reason they're always laughing still while feathers are flying around
because
the room.
Feathers make you laugh, they tickle your feet.
No, but like
some of these feathers, man,
there's some of the feathers that stick out of pillows, you know, they have the little
hurt,
sharp
the goose
tips.
Feather ones,
yeah,
that's the geese wreaking vengeance.
They also are like dust collectors, so I mean most people are gonna have their allergies flare up during a pillow fight. Fights aren't a fun time.
That's why you need anti-allergen pillow
medicine
covering.
Yeah, but those would hurt even more because like plastic.
Yeah, you just get those plastic wraps.
How about you just don't have pillow fights?
Yeah,
fight with your
fists. This is a PSA for no more pillow fights.
Yeah, fists were made to punch each other.
Although, fists were made for fighting.
But I did tell that story because I want kids out there to, you know, live a little. If you're on an airplane, just ask. I want to hear other fluffing pillow. I just want to know if they do that because I've seen it done in movies.
Yes.
In television, can you fluff my pillow?
I've seen people jump from one building to the other in movies.
I've done that.
Yeah, so obviously it happens.
I'm still here.
Yeah. One time I saw a movie where a guy was shooting webs and just swinging through the air.
Okay, now that's a little bit too grandiose, man. Oh. That's too far-fetched.
One time I saw a guy who built suits made of iron, and then he flew around and helped save New York from aliens.
No, actually, nothing's been the same since New York.
That's true. I can't lose the one thing I can't live without.
No, you're forgetting the other line before that, though. Things happen. Or what did he say? Oh, damn it. What was
that
line?
God, I miss Coke.
Things never been the same since New York. You know, things happen to you, and then they're over.
All of a sudden, there's gods and aliens, and I'm just a guy in a tin can.
Yeah, we're referencing the Iron Man 3 movie.
We're referencing Moonrise Kingdom.
I would like to see Wes Anderson direct like an Iron Man movie. It would just be like a lot of montages.
It would just be a lot of Bill Murray looking bored into a camera with Iron Man things.
Like in the background, like saving the world.
Yeah, but there would be just like weird looking children walking around.
I'd love to see Wes Craven direct an Iron Man movie. That's even better.
I would like to see Wes. Who else is Wes? Wesley Crusher.
Wesley Snipes.
Yes, I would like to see Wesley Snipes dodge the IRS while making an Iron Man movie. Like, he's in the Iron Man suit, and the IRS is, like, shooting tax forms at him. And he's like, Jarvis, help me. Always bet on black.
Oh, man.
He fights a vampire.
So, is that a thing? Brooklyn in New York, did he make that? Vampire in Brooklyn, did he make that movie?
Oh, he made...
With Eddie Murphy?
Blade.
What about Vampire in Brooklyn with Eddie Murphy?
He didn't make it. What about it? So wait, John Goodman? What does that have to do with Vampire in Brooklyn?
I thought like, he made that movie.
Not everything is Vampire in Brooklyn. I know that this is what your worldview is.
It's a great movie. I saw it recently.
I saw it on a plane. I was like, hey, stewardess, look at Vampire in Brooklyn. This ruined Eddie Murphy's career.
Now I know that's not true. They don't play movies on planes anymore.
They don't play R-rated. They don't play Vampire in Brooklyn.
Well, they don't play any movies, do
because
they?
They used to. They and TV then this
because everybody has like iPads.
Well, this 18-year-old punk.
Started throwing pillows at all.
And they were like, this must have been the influence of Vampire in Brooklyn. We can't show this movie anymore.
I'm surprised you got away with that post 9/11.
What, throwing a pillow?
Actually,
throwing a pillow? What do they got to do to me? I'm a kid. You don't mess with kids.
Yeah, but your name is Akeem.
Yeah.
I would be like, that's Guantanamo. You're going.
Look, I made sure no one messed with me, okay?
It's because he couldn't grow facial hair at the time.
Yeah. You know, no one messed with me on that airplane. I dominated. It was going to Boston. You know, no one wants to mess with a black kid going to Boston.
Yeah, this is. You're turning it into like United 93. Like Akeem was like,
over. No,
let's flood the pillows. Let's roll.
No, I took over that flight. No one messed with me.
I have box cutters and pillows that need
flight. I'm taking this flight over.
Yeah, that guy. He told me the guy that flies the plane, pilot man. He said to me,
the conductor,
the worst superhero ever.
He was like, turn off your phones. I was texting while he was saying
oh,
that.
Oh, damn.
Oh, my God.
Nothing like, happened. Damn. I survived. The plane didn't shake or anything.
Last time I flew, a girl was like talking on the phone while a flight attendant, the steward, was trying to get her off the phone. And he was like, ma'am, you need to get off the phone. And she just like gave him this death stare and just was like, I guess you can't
like
see
Medusa?
Me. But just like took pointed to where she was like ending the phone call right then. And then she looks at him and she goes, do you recycle?
Wait, what does that mean? What
I don't know. She just asked him if he recycled. And he said no. And she just like squinted her eyes.
Is this Ed Begley Jr.? He was like, well, I'm an environmentalist. Yeah,
like Johnny Depp's daughter or something?
I was just calling Greenpeace, which has nothing to do with green.
It was the weirdest situation ever. And then like the
whole
thing.
What did he say?
He said no. And
doesn't everyone recycle? Like, it's a mandate. You have to.
Recycle?
You don't have to recycle.
No, you don't. I throw bottles in the garbage.
Yeah, me too. Yeah. I throw garbage in bottles.
I mean, I recycle, but I try to. But, you know, who knows what the city does with the stuff that I put into the recycling bins.
They just throw it back
out. What do you put in there, raccoons? What do you mean?
Stuff I put in.
Yeah. What do you recycle raccoons? Like bulks of raccoons that you just find?
I just pour a bunch of Captain Crunch cereal.
I just poop and recycle it.
Yeah.
The way
you said that was kind of like... ominous.
Recycle this, Emmanuel.
I don't know what the city does with the stuff I recycle. I recycle bodies.
The city needs a protector to recycle. Maria's the recycler
I just have
we deserve.
This theory
all
that,
these batarangs.
I just have this theory that like the recycling bins in Chicago are just thrown into the trash, because it's like whose job is it to sort through all? Because like back in Alabama, you have to sort your own recycling and then take it to recycling centers.
Yeah.
Or you can drop it off, but it has to be very specific what you're recycling. But here you can throw everything into one bin and somebody has to sort through it, because you can't recycle paper and plastic together in the same recycling.
Yeah. Well, there's someone that they pay to do that. They're called Planeteers. And so it's their job.
They all have rings.
We're the Planeteers,
I hear.
And you can be one too.
There's only like five of them.
It's a thing to do.
And if they don't know what to do, they just like summon Captain Planet. He comes, all right, I'll take care of this, guys.
He comes down with his mullet.
Yeah, as your powers combine, I will recycle for you.
All right, this makes sense.
So that's what happens. Okay. That's what happens. And
this holds up
on
TV, which
now
is
let's
always
hit the
true.
Showers, gang. That's
slap
dark,
on the ass.
The dark side of Captain Planet.
Yeah. So that's who takes care of it.
Okay.
All right. It happens at the local Planet Tree. Planetarium.
That's the planetarium.
Yeah, the local planetarium.
Yeah. The Adler.
People,
little
kids go for field trips to the planetarium, and they just have them cycle through waste. And
hey, kids, like, you want to recycle?
Hey, kids, want to see what kids in China do?
Like, you thought you were going to see stars.
And you will if you don't recycle. Why, you?
To the moon.
I'll fluff your pillows.
So that's the story,
right,
the origin of recycling.
Thank you. Thanks for clearing that up.
As told by Maria. That's your story.
That was Maria's conspiracy theory that they all just dump it into the same crap. What I want to know is when they say, like, made from recycled paper, it's like this is 98% recycled, and it's like
recycled
yeah
pen.
Why is there these percentage, why, well, what is the last thing that you can't,
because like parts of this can't be, like the ink has to be new ink,
yeah,
I'm
and
sure.
The plastic, you know, so like the like
plastic
the,
can be recycled,
well yeah, but can be, for but the most part the cardboard of this pen is what's been recycled.
Ink is recycled
and the plastic
oil
is probably as well, but the ink
you're not making any sense.
That's what they dinosaur bones and they make oil and then it becomes ink. That's why it's black. That's why ink is always black and only black.
And that's why you bet on black.
Yeah, that's why Wesley Snipes, he didn't fill out any forms because he was like, I don't have to because I bet on black ink. I don't know, it doesn't make sense.
You know how recycling works, Brian. I can't believe we just had to explain that to you. You know, 90%
the plan
90% recycled is because, you know, not every single portion can be recycled.
I feel like we material. Can make recyclable ink. Recyclable ink.
How?
I don't know. That's for the eggheads
for the
at NASA to figure out.
Oh, NASA.
I'm just sitting at a table talking about Passenger 57 over and over. And trying to work fluffier pillows in the conversations.
Okay, well, we got some awesome stuff ahead of you guys. I want to talk about some cool stuff.
Before the awesome stuff, we're going to hit you with the cool stuff to ease you in.
I don't know. Which one should we talk about first?
Well, we have to start with the cool stuff and then work ourselves up to the awesome crescendo.
You think so?
Of course.
Okay. But before we do that, so one of the things, I'm going to tease this like we always do before we take our quick little commercial break. So, Brian, you're familiar with, you know, defending yourself, right?
Of course.
Have you ever taken any self-defense courses?
No, I don't have to, but I grew up on the mean streets of the suburban community of Glenwood.
Really? So you never took any?
I took classes in the School of Hard Knocks.
That's not a plus.
It is. I got a certificate.
Okay.
It's like University of Phoenix.
Okay, you applied online for self-defense.
Yeah, and then I started punching the screen.
He found the template on Word and wrote his own diploma.
Yeah, well, I have a MacBook, so it had to be... I had to download a weird thing for Word, but yes.
All right, well, what we're going to do, there's a guy. He goes by the name of Herb Johnson.
That is a tough name. So don't make me call Herb Johnson.
He's 96.
Herb Johnson, public defender.
Yes.
Ready to take out punks.
This was a guy back in the 90s. He figured, you know, the world needs a symbol. And so what he did, he came up with a VHS tape teaching people how to defend themselves.
God, I hope this man is elderly.
Herb Johnson begins.
Yeah. That's how he worded it.
I can be a symbol.
So when we come back, we're going to watch this video by Herb. We'll be right back on the bread, guys.
You like mutants? Well, check out Atomic Pizzeria, home of Mutant Mondays. If you remember and admire the mutant culture of the 80s and 90s, these blister pack illustrations are gonna kick ass. Check them the fuck out at facebook.com/Atomic Pizzeria. That's ATOMUKK. Pizzeria. These guys are the shit. Mutant Mondays at Atomic Pizzeria.
It's Rye Bread Radio on KDX Radio AM frequency in St. Louis, Missouri. You love it, don't you? KDX.com on the Rye Bread Radio Network. This is real fucking radio.
With Spunk Lube, you get the best of both worlds. Lube that lasts long and cleans up easy. You won't know if you're coming or going. So get spunked up with Spunk Lube. Visit www.spunklube.com. Come get some. Spunklube.com.
Blackberry balls, shoddy inside.
Gintosh, how are you guys? Akeem's here. Also joining me, we have Brian Sweeney.
Backintosh, is that what you said?
Did I say that?
So.
Yeah, I did.
Back in Tosh.
Yeah, I'm back in Tosh.
Back in Tosh.
Like a back in Tosh pro?
We'll go back in Tosh.
And Maria's here too. How are you, Marie?
I'm great. I'm great, Maria.
Thank you for joining us.
Thanks for having me.
You know, you had a chance to escape, and you didn't.
Oh, yeah.
Now things are going to get serious.
All right, I'm ready for it.
Now we bring out peanut butter.
and the clowns.
Yes. Peanut butter and clown.
That's a great combination,
classic
man.
Classic combo.
You ever had that combo?
Oh, yes. It's known as the Maria.
Brian the creep. So before we took the commersh, we were talking about self-defense and how you can defend yourself against yourself.
Don't cut yourself, kids.
Yeah.
Unless the pain is too great.
Aww. No, it's, I mean, you know, when people touch themselves, that's a form of aggression.
Yeah, it's beating. You
know? Yeah. It's called the beating off. Yeah. Yes.
Oh,
so that's why, you know, that's why this guy, Herb Johnson, came out with this video.
Herb Johnson noticed
in his neighborhood there was
lots of kids beating.
Lots of masturbation.
Yeah, an influx of like younger kids just like beating.
Jacking?
Yeah. Well, beating.
They were jacking
inside of cars.
They were getting jacked.
They were doing car jackings.
Oh, gotcha.
As in, like, they were masturbating on top of cars.
Fluffing pillows.
Is that what they call it?
Yeah.
Where you're fluffing from? Pillows.
The kids nowadays, I saw it on Oprah, they have fluffing pillow parties.
Oprah's still around? What is she doing?
She's being rich.
I don't know if she's doing anything.
She's fluffing Stedman's pillow.
I feel like fluffing pillows would be like tweaking nipples, though. Like, fluffing pillows would be like a male has to do it to a woman.
I feel it's more pushing boobs. Like not tweaking, because that's tuning in Tokyo.
Okay, yeah, but yeah, I guess it's like it's like you're conducting boobs.
But like gently for no apparent reason. As if boobs are clouds.
You're like,
have you ever flown amongst the clouds?
Does that mean like...
No, literally.
Like,
I wish, I wish clouds...
Planking on boobs.
I wish clouds were solid and you could walk on them.
The cartoons lied to us.
I know. When I first flew through clouds, I was like, this isn't right.
Daffy's going to be killed.
You flew through clouds.
Yeah, an airplane.
Were you aboard... okay. I thought you were aboard that
I was like Hermes. I was Hermes.
You're like a trail.
I glued feathers to my arm and just went for it.
I like the end of the Neverending Story when he brings them to the real world to scare the bullies.
Uh-huh.
That's good.
You liked when it ended? Why would you say you like the ending of Neverending Story?
Because
no kid has ever said that in the history of seeing movies from the 80s.
Watching Neverending Story, I remember my friends, while the credits were rolling, being like, it's not over because it's Neverending Story. And then they made part two and part three of
then
the Neverending Story.
Television series.
And then Jonathan Brandis killed himself.
What? No.
And then the story
in real
ended.
Life?
No, in the Neverending Story movie, he just murders himself.
Why?
Why? Because he was dealing with deep depression, I assume?
But what about the cartoon series? Is that why the cartoon series ended? Because he did the voice of the cartoon character.
Are you sure?
I hope he did.
He was in Ladybugs.
Don't ruin my childhood.
He was in Ladybugs or Rodney Dangerfield, so I would think that would help him live. And he'd be like, hey, kid. Don't kill yourself.
Hey, kid, what are you doing?
They're like, can you give me any advice, Mr. Dangerfield? And he's like, the only advice I can give you is don't commit suicide.
They won't give you respect after you're dead.
Respect yourself.
Yeah. Oh, I'm so ugly.
Don't do drugs. Respect yourself.
Yeah. Never have a low self-opinion of yourself.
Don't be like me.
Yeah, they should have Rodney Dangerfield motivational speaker. Boy, when I was born, I was so ugly. My father kept a picture of that kid came with the wallet. But you kids, you're all right.
Don't do drugs.
My wife cheats on me.
Okay.
But your wives won't. And they're like, this is going terribly.
All right, so let's bring this guy up. So
I see Herb.
So Herb. Much like Atreyl or Sebastian from the Lord of the Ending Movies.
Oh.
What? Lord of the Ending Movies?
Lord of the Ending Movies.
Never ending stories.
The one ending to rule them all.
He's able to defend himself. And I think actually what Herb teaches is what Atreyl and Sebastian learned.
Oh.
So this video here we're about to play, it's self-defense techniques from a man who's very intimidating when you look at him. Herb Johnson is his name.
Herb or Herb?
Herb is how you say him.
Herbazoid.
Oh, I'm sorry. It was Snoop Dogg's, you know, he says Herb, so.
Herbert Johnson.
So the video we're going to watch is of Herb, or Herb, whatever you want to call this guy.
Herb.
teaching us how to defend ourselves.
Herb your enthusiasm.
It's very interesting. Let's watch.
Hi, I'm Herb Johnson, and I can teach any man or woman how to escape from common holds.
Escape.
We do this by teaching you how to off-balance your opponent by grabbing or pressing or striking in the different pain points or
dong
pressure
areas.
Points. You need someone that you can trust.
She looks
great. B. Arthur.
All right, listen to how confident Herb sounds in this next clip.
Herb is not
here.
Wearing shoes, and the other ones are wearing...
They're wearing jazzercise outfits.
The ladies just came from Richard Simmons' video.
And there's 60-plus women. No, I mean, their ages, I would say 60-plus.
Don't make it sound like he's a ladies' man.
No, I would say they're 40s.
Yeah. I would say 20s.
The girl in the brunette looks young.
Yeah.
No.
Yeah, the woman on the left, she has a very tight body, which is...
They both look pretty young, actually. Yeah. They just have 80s haircuts that make them look older.
I'm sure that if they're both 17.
But Herb's about to teach them how to off-balance...
and Herb only has a red belt for some reason. Yeah. And in the very beginning, what they showed was a slow motion thing of like a 4-year-old girl taking down a grown man.
All right, let's watch this.
A lot of pain that can be demonstrated. But this time I'd like to...
Whoa! There's a guy with a Hitler mustache.
That was a trick camera move.
There is a man.
There's a guy that looks like Napoleon Dynamite's brother
with a Hitler mustache.
Yeah, I prefer Chaplin.
Yeah, Chaplin.
A Chaplin stash.
Chaplin made it famous.
Okay. All right. So I'll shave my Chaplin mustache, and then people will look at me and immediately just think, "Oh, Charlie Chaplin." And I'll be like,
moving pictures, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
And I'll be like, "You don't see Hitler?" And they're like, "Who?" Oh, yeah. I guess I could see
people
that.
People would
see Hitler.
Chaplin man.
All I see is Chaplin.
Yeah. You know, there's a... Never mind.
I'm going to shave a Buster Keaton. You have a Buster Keaton now.
What's a Buster Keaton?
It's no facial hair.
No facial hair.
So that's... When I first saw you, I was like, Buster Keaton's back from the dead.
That's Buster Keaton.
Yeah, Brian commented. He was like, "Hey, Gabe, you're missing something."
That's what I said. You're missing something. And he was like, and you were like, "Oh, no, let me put my facial hair back on." And you ran into a phone booth and came out as Super Akeem.
Pubes glued to my face.
Just ass hair. Glued on.
All right, let's not deviate too far from this. Let's
see Herb.
I think it's gone as far.
Let's see what Herb has to say.
I restate the 3R theory.
All right.
Demonstrated. But this time I'd like to restate...
All right, listen to this. He's teaching us the 3R theory here.
Okay.
All right, These jump cuts are...
The 3R theory. The 3 R's are not reading, writing, and arithmetic.
You stupid kids. First of all, there's an A in arithmetic, and it's supposed to be reading, writing, arithmetic, but I'm Herb, and I don't even understand that, because I'm a big dummy. And don't notice the Hitler mustached man behind the curtain.
We're in the structure.
And he's like, "It's a Chaplin."
Arithmetic, okay. There is an R in there somewhere.
My father suffers from heart arithmetic.
Let's see what the new R's are.
The 3 R's are relax, remember, and respond.
Aww.
I go a bit further. To relax, there's several different ways of relaxing under attack situations. The very second that you grab, you're going to become...
The very second you grab your gagabooa...
The director's like, "Should we get another take, Herb?" And she's like, "No, no, no."
Herb, are you talking about grabbing your gabooga again?
I am one take, Herb.
Wait a minute. Okay, so the first one is relax when you're being attacked.
And grab your gabooga.
Okay.
I was grabbing my gabooga before the show.
Well, I can imagine, right? Because it's easier to hold on to a tense arm than it is to a floppy arm.
It's like when you're falling out of a window. Yeah. You're supposed to go limp.
But I think what Herb's saying is he wants you to, like, take a hit off of a bong. Mm. and just like mellow out while you're being attacked.
So if I go at Maria, if I jump out of an alley, Maria is like, hold on. And she takes
Let me toke up.
First of all, she doesn't have a bowl. She doesn't have a joint. She has a bong.
She has a mouth.
She's like, let me, my bong that I always carry.
She has a plastic carved out Mountain Dew 20 ounce.
Oh, okay.
Then she's fixed.
Actually, I'm smoking out of a pumpkin for some reason.
Okay.
Not an apple. Yeah. A pumpkin.
But I have to carve the whole thing.
You have to be like, wait, I'm going to let you attack me. I'm going to let you attack me, but this is the best bong of all time.
You want to smoke with me? We should both be relaxed while this is happening.
And then that's how you fool your attacker because he gets so high. But Maria's such a pothead. That she's used to this weed. The attacker is not, and he passes out.
All right, what was the second one?
Relax, roundhouse kick.
Roadhouse, I think, is what.
Relax.
Watch Roadhouse.
While you're relaxing, yeah.
Rihanna.
It was response.
And uptight. In order to relax, there's several different ways. You can breathe. You can take deep breaths.
I think that there's shadows on their faces.
Yeah.
I don't think
they're trying not to laugh. This one woman looks like she has demon face right here.
Look at her. This looks like an Al-Qaeda video where they are about to chop the heads off of American contractors.
No, he's going to roundhouse their heads off. That's what he's going to do.
Look like a
they're like, here's the three R's. Rising up, bringing America to its knees. Wait, that's not an R, but neither is arithmetic. I'm Herb.
All right,
Allah Akbar.
All right, here we go. All right, Herb, what else do we got?
Another way is to whisper to yourself. Relax.
Whisper to yourself. Okay.
These are all Batman techniques.
So he wants you to act crazy is what he's saying.
Okay, Batman, you can do this. Yeah. You can do this, Batman. Come on. It's just a joke. Okay, it's just a joke.
Relax.
No!
And that's how the video ends.
Oh, I wanted more.
Yeah.
So when you're about to be attacked, just relax. Close your eyes and be like, I'm on a beach somewhere. I hear the waves crashing.
Actually, let's see if we can find out more information on Herb. Herb Johnson, we know his name.
Herb Johnson was murdered while trying to relax.
While being attacked.
Okay, 3 hours, relax. Reading and rhythm. No!
Okay, here we go. I found his website. So,
Karate.
Herb has a website. It's Herb Johnson Karate.
He looks like
USA.com.
He looks like John Goodman now. Look at that picture.
Oh, yeah, he does. Like a thin John Goodman.
Well, that's actually John Goodman, yeah.
All right,
he's putting on weight.
John
Goodman, he had the surgery and then he lost.
He looks like John Goodman from like Roseanne.
Yeah, we're looking at a current picture of John Goodman.
We're looking at Herb Dan Johnson. Connor looking at another man doing a upper house kick.
He's been doing this since the 60s.
He's looking at DJ.
He brought his wife into it. Okay,
hey,
Renee Johnson.
Check out the broad I got.
This is very interesting. You know what? I mean, he has a number up here.
Oh, good. Okay.
He has two numbers. Why not, you know, see if Herb's actually at home?
Let's see if we'll relax.
Yeah.
Relax.
What
are you doing, Herb?
I'm
sure you can guess. I'm relaxing.
Okay, let's see. Let's see if we can get Herb on the blower here. Hopefully so. I'd love to talk to him.
Herbert Johnson. Oh.
All right.
Okay. When you type in Herb Johnson, the first thing that comes up is Herbert Johnson, Chicago firefighter, died a hero battling Southern fire.
So what, he's dead?
No.
No.
Chicago. Oh, someone else.
Unless he was trying to roundhouse kick a fire.
Herb Johnson, karate.
Hey, how's it going? I'm looking to talk to Herb.
Pardon?
Can I talk to Herb Johnson, please?
This is.
Hi, Herb. Listen, I just saw one of your videos, and I was wondering, is there any way I can sign up for classes? Herb?
Yeah. Which location?
I'm thinking about the one on East Washington Street.
Okay. And how did you hear about our school?
One of my friends who took one of your classes told me about your classes, and so I decided I need to take these classes because I'm actually going to Hawaii in about a week, and I don't know anyone over there, so I just want to be able to protect myself.
In a week?
Yeah. Is it possible to learn any? Is it possible to learn any sort of martial arts move in a week? Do you think, or what do you think?
Yeah, you can learn a couple of things in a week, but yeah.
Like, okay, so Herb, this is the thing. So how soon, like, I would sign up for your classes, like I can come in tomorrow and sign up for classes because I really need to learn. I've never even seen a Hawaiian person before, and so I'm really frightened. I'm only going over there for business, but from what I've heard, I'm really frightened, and so I just want to be able to protect myself. Have you ever seen a Hawaiian person before?
For sure.
Yeah, so you probably know what I mean then.
No, not really. They look just like everybody else.
That's bull. Come on. Seriously? Okay, well, you know what? That's fine, Herb. We all have our own opinions. But I really just want to protect myself from any wayward Hawaiian man that comes up to me doing the whole hookah, the hula thing.
Or unprovoked attacks by the Japanese on American naval bases.
Exactly. Yeah. So, I mean, anything you can teach me, Herb, within a week's time would be beneficial, I think. Is this a possibility?
Anything is possible. And what is your age?
I am 22 years old.
Okay. Well, we make an appointment for your very first session, and the instructor will be there tomorrow.
Awesome. Who's the instructor?
He's not Hawaiian, is he?
The instructor is Matt Grenoble.
Matt Grenoble. So
I went to school with a Matt Grenoble.
Yeah, I went to school with a Matt Grenoble once. I don't know if it's the same guy. Is he like a little young? He has like a buzz haircut. I might know Matt.
You might. He went to school somewhere down on the south side.
Oh, nice. Okay, yeah, I think I do know Matt. Okay, well, you know, that's besides the point. Is there any, so when I'm being taught by Matt, do I have to work my way up to being taught by you, Herb? Or?
No, not really. You pay the right amount, I'll be there.
Oh, are you serious? Oh my goodness. So what are the three R's that I should know right now, though, in order to prepare myself for tomorrow when I come in?
Pardon?
So aren't there like three R's of protection or something? What, my friend, he came in there, you know, a while back. He told me that you teach people the three R's, relax. I forget the other ones, though. I didn't write them down, but he told me on my first day of class, I should remember the three R's because those are some of the things that you guys hold near and dear to yourselves.
Oh, and our self-defense curriculum, you're right, it is the three R's of relax, remember, and respond.
Oh, my goodness, Hercules, yes. Oh, my God, yeah. Thank you for telling me that. I'm going to write that down right now just so I can remember. Can you say it slower so I can actually write it down? Just want to make sure I'm spelling it right.
Relax.
Yes. Relax.
And then the next part is back to remember. When you relax, take a deep breath.
Yeah.
You start to remember what you're supposed to do. Are you going to poke them in the eyes or kick them in the groin? You start to remember what you're going to do in this situation, and then you respond or you react.
Okay. All right. So now, okay. Thank you, Herb. Now let's go back to the second one, which is remember. Now you said remember what I'm going to do: poke them in the eye or kick them in the groin. Now you're assuming I'm going to be attacked by a guy, but what if I'm attacked by a woman? Do you think I could still kick them in the same place, or would my foot get caught in there? What do you think?
Well, what I think is pubic bone is the same on male or female.
Interesting.
It's wider.
Okay.
It hurts both of them.
Huh. But you're sure I won't be giving any sort of pleasure to the woman when I kick her down there?
They're all whores.
Idea.
Have you tested this on like a woman?
Who am I speaking with?
Oh, my name is Daniel. Daniel Cunningham. I'll be in tomorrow for sure. So you can actually take down my name. Daniel Cunningham.
And you asked if we had tested it for sure? Absolutely. We've had women to get kicked in the groin and they fall down and cry like little babies when they've been kicked in the pubic bone.
Oh, wow.
Chicks.
Now, are you sure they're crying or are they moaning? Because I've had sex before, Herb, and you won't believe it. Women have cried like nobody's business. So I don't know if I'm like hurting them or what. You can probably relate to this, right? As a matter of fact, we got a woman right here. Maria. Maria, can you come here for a second? Maria?
Hey.
So I have my friend here, Maria. So I want to see if what you're saying is true, Herb. I'm going to kick her in the lower half. And I want you to stay on the line so we can see if this actually works. Okay, Herb? Is that okay? I just want you to be a witness as I kick her in the... I just want to see if this works because I've never seen a woman like fall down, you know, in pain after being kicked in the lower region. So I'm going to try right now. Okay, Herb?
Well, you are pretty young.
Okay. All right, you ready, Maria?
Sure.
All right. Here we go. Oh, my God.
She just came.
Holy... Herb, you were right. Oh, my... Maria, are you okay? Hey, Brian, can you get her some water? Get her some water, dude.
Somebody kill me.
Get her some water, man. What are you... Get her some water! Herb, I'm so sorry, man. I didn't know that this... Oh, my God.
She's gone.
Oh, my God. Dude, is she on her period? She's bleeding, dude. I hope that's not from me. Please tell me you're on your period.
I don't get period.
Please tell me. Oh, my God. Herb, why didn't you tell me this was actually going to hurt, dude? Dude, she's bleeding all over my floor. Herb, you there?
You guys are quite entertaining.
I'm not being entertaining. I got my friend over here. She's bleeding all over my floor. I ain't got no mop. I broke it yesterday.
We have a Swiffer.
Yeah, but that ain't gonna work, man. They ain't gonna clean up all that.
Somebody take me to a hospital!
I cannot believe this, Herb. Herb, you know what?
God, women are whiny.
This is unbelievable. You know, and I think I know all I need to know then. All I have to do is, because I hear that there's nothing but women in Hawaii. All I have to do is go around kicking vaginas. or what did you call them? The Kegel bone? What did you call them, Herb?
I call it the pubic bone, but you can kick them in the shin or kick them in the knee and it hurts too.
But I really want to go for, it's like, you know, that ski ball. You want to go for the one in the middle. I really want to go for the one that's really going to get me all the points that I want.
You can slap them in the titties.
That hurts too? Really?
Yeah.
I'm going to try that too while I'm kicking them down there.
It's one of the three T's.
I hate all of you!
Oh my God. Seriously, Brian, can you get her some water? Like, we got to clean that mess up, man.
She is
saliva. It's disgusting.
All right.
Well, you know what, Herb? This has been fantastic. I want to thank you for helping me out with this. I will be in there tomorrow, and I hope... Matt. Now will Matt allow me to kick him in the lower half just to see what type of results I get?
Probably not. You'll probably have to earn that. The kid's been with me since he's like 6 years old, and he's won the world championships two or three times, so he's pretty agile.
Oh, wow. So he'll dodge my foot.
I wish we had met him when he was six. I could have taken him easily.
Sorry, that's my pervy uncle. Buford.
And his Uncle Buford being a perv while a woman is bleeding out of her vagina dead on the floor.
All right. You want to hang
up, guys? Thanks for the call. You've been very entertaining. I've smiled all the way home.
Oh, thank you very much, Herb.
Thank you, Herb.
We love you.
We love you, Herb.
All right.
We're a big
guys,
fan.
Have a good night.
All right. You take care, Herb. We'll see you tomorrow.
Right. Good night.
We'll see you at soccer practice.
Yeah.
Bye. Bye. All right.
Bye.
All right. You hang up. You hang up.
You hang up first. No, you hang up.
All right. So that was Herb Johnson. He is a real man.
We really did kick Maria in the vagina.
Yeah, that was not a joke.
The only thing that was a joke is that actually did feel really good.
What's that?
The kick? Yeah. In the vagina.
Maria, yeah, she has a vagina like titanium.
Well,
hardly anything. She can barely feel anything. She has Novocaine vagina.
You know how they say like women have more sensory... like orgasms than men.
Uh huh.
I don't feel anything ever.
Yeah,
so.
Really, it's a void down there. Is that what you're saying?
In her soul.
Also. I like, really liked that guy. I felt bad at first because I was like worried that he was because he seemed so nice. And I wrote a note to Brian that was like, I feel like a jerk calling him because he seems so nice.
Why?
Because like I felt like we were making fun of him, but then
we were.
Like,
No, but we're like, but we're nice guys. We're not like, hey, you suck. We're just like having fun with him, and but he got it.
It made me like, I was like, okay, good. He's not offended because he's like, you guys are entertaining. I'm like, oh.
Yeah.
Phew. He must live close to the Kentucky border or something. Like, he had a pretty...
Where is he? Indiana?
He's
said
in
Indianapolis.
Indianapolis, but yeah. that accent
well,
was
a lot
pretty
of
southern.
People in Indiana have, like, it's like a mixed bag of accents. Oh. Over
yeah,
there.
Yeah. They all sound like deflated balloons.
They are all gross. Yeah. Wisconsin's state motto should be, at least we're not Indiana.
That's what, I'm not even going to bring it up.
Oh, you're
good.
About to
oh, Illinois. Thank God. She was about to go into talking about periods, probably, because she's a woman.
Guys.
Well, that was fun. I really like talking to...
I love him. I
like
want to go take his classes to give him business.
Yeah, absolutely.
If you live in Indianapolis, please go take his class.
Yeah, check out Herb Johnson. He's an actual person. Even though we made fun of him on the show, I don't know. He endeared himself to our audience, I would think, at least to me.
And me
I like
too.
Him.
Easy, Maria. He's married.
Yeah,
you guys, I want to bone Herb Johnson. Yeah.
I want him to kick me
over
and over.
I want him to relax, respond, and remember me.
I could make him relax.
Oh, boy.
Oh, my gosh. He was so
remember
nice.
Me. I'll burn into
remember
your memory,
me.
Herb.
Well, Brian, it is time for plugs.
You're listening to Rye Bread Radio, the last voice of reason in a sea of fools. And now, with these fools, Akeem Lawenson and the Rye Guys.
So, Maria, what do you have to plug?
Oh, God, on the spot. I have a show. When does this air now?
This will air Monday. Let's do No. I'll probably put it up tomorrow.
Okay. We'll have to cancel it because Maria's awful. Maria's really brought the show down. This is the lost episode.
Stop it. I already have low self-esteem. I have a weekly show at I.O. at 10:30 on Saturdays at I.O. Theater every Saturday.
Oh, sweet.
And that's all I can think of right now.
And people can go to Maria Wojciechowski.
I don't have a website.
Look her up on YouTube.
I'm
she
on
has,
YouTube.
Yeah. She has a bunch of videos.
And Twitter and Facebook.
She has a video of her singing a song that I participated in.
Yep.
And
right.
You could hear my amazing
you can
voice.
Hear Brian and I have a song called "The Liver," an American drinking song, and you can hear Brian Sweeney doing backup vocals.
And it was an awful song until I stepped in and saved it.
It's true.
You owned it.
He actually really did it.
Maria was very like confident. She was like, "Oh my God, you really did
it!" I really did think it was great.
She was really happy with my portrayal or whatever. Because
his performance.
The liver.
Brian does good work. You do good work, Brian.
I try.
I really was like, he's not lying. I was like, "Thank you, that was great." I like tweeted about him.
Yeah. And Maria once tweeted that, like...
To, like, my three followers.
She tweeted that if you want somebody who knows a lot about Good Burger, the movie,
oh,
to
Brian's
follow
your man,
me.
Always.
We should have brought up Good Burger with Herb.
Yeah. We should have brought up a lot of things with Herb, but, that was a one-time thing. I don't want to keep bothering this guy, although I had a lot of questions for him. I know he has the answers to the universe, but...
We should, honestly, like...
I bet you could talk to him about being a person on the show, like a
calling
guy.
Yeah, so he could every so often you could be like, "Hey, so what do you think about Oklahoma?" And he'd be like, "Oh, you mean the horrible destruction? I think it's horrible."
But I like that he likes Hawaiian people. I like that.
He was like, "They look like everyone else."
Yeah,
I was like, "Aw."
Like, you actually have never seen a Hawaiian person.
Have you ever seen Lilo and Stitch? They look like aliens.
Oh, how dare you question if I've seen Leo and Stitch. Lilo. In fact, I've seen every episode of the cartoon offshoot as well. Just the character Stitch. Because that's all you need.
Stitch
Lilo
is kind
of superfluous.
Creepy,
yeah. So are the Hawaiians in that old. They all had like big butts and thighs.
Yeah, cannot lie.
And noses.
Yeah, like the Jews.
Yeah.
Oh, jeez. No,
Hawaiian
Jews.
Wide.
Oh.
They were wide.
Are there Jews in Hawaii? I don't know if there are.
No, there is juice. There's coconut juice.
Coconut juice?
Is that what you mean?
They call them coconut juice.
Coconut has milk.
Yeah, so it's delish.
Yeah, but it's not kosher.
Okay, but I'm not a person.
Oh, wait. Maybe it's because it's in a coconut. But it's not milk. It's juice.
But thank you, Maria, for coming on to the show.
Yeah,
we got to have you back. There was a bunch of other stuff I wanted to talk to you about, but we didn't get to it. But that's okay.
That's all right.
We had a lot of never-ending story past your 57 to get to.
We just had too many movie references to reference.
I would like to recommend a movie to I think you'd like.
Is that
going to
be a segment of yours now?
Sure. You know the show? I think we'd all like it. It's streaming on Netflix. It's called The Tall Man.
Oh, you think I haven't seen that already?
Have you seen it?
No. What is that?
It stars
Abraham Lincoln?
No. It stars Jessica Biel, actually.
Ugh.
Yeah, exactly. But it's a really good movie.
Thank you.
I swear to you, it's a good movie.
All right, I'll watch it tonight.
You really should. It's called The Tall Man. It's really good. You won't see the twist coming. There's an awesome twist.
Is it a horror?
Yes.
Oh, I can't watch that then.
Yes, you can. Why not?
I can't watch scary movies.
Why not?
I get bad dreams for like years after a scary movie.
That's because you don't have big muscly arms around you to keep you company.
I need Herb.
You need like someone to like stranglehold you like while you're watching. It's okay, babe. I got you.
Maria can't watch it because her dreams are now occupied by Herb.
Well, this was great. Thank you for doing it, Maria.
Thanks for having me.
Brian Sweeney, as always, thank you, man. You've been a fantastic co-host. We got to do this again, Brian, and let's do it again, please.
Doing it and doing it.
Who's on the upcoming episode? This is episode number 210, by the way. Who's on 211?
Mary Rose O'Connor.
Oh, I love her. Yeah, she's great.
It's a Terminator character.
Maria loves her.
I approve of her. Yes. I like everybody.
The stamp of approval.
I like and I hate everybody equally.
Yeah, that's not true. There's some that Maria speaks ill of.
Oh, there are a couple of people.
Well, we have to have you back on to talk about these people.
Yeah,
sure.
If you don't
name names,
mind burning bridges.
Heidi Klum.
Simon Rex.
Yeah. We're going to, on the next episode with Maria, we're going to burn some bridges, and I'm talking about Todd.
Yeah, and Bo.
Yeah!
And deceased Lloyd Bridges. Wait till you hear the story Maria has.
So for Brian Sweeney and Maria, I am Akeem. This episode's Toast. We'll see you guys next time. Bye.
Bye.